The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 419.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She has many tricks up her sleeve. She's a spiritual junkie, a life coach. She's also a tarot card and coffee cup reader. She also has her own startup, which is called Jewel Love, and I'm just really excited to have her on today to share her story with us. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Ruchika Berry. Ruchika, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Yeah, hi Sheena. Thank you so much for having me on your show. And it's indeed an honor to be part of the tribe. I actually had a chance to listen to other podcasts, and it definitely really pumped up my spirit to see so many amazing stories of women and people who are doing some incredible work. And that definitely reaffirms the thought that everybody has a chance to make difference in somebody else's life, and in fact your life as well. So a quick bio or a quick intro about me is that I'm always hungry for knowledge, so I try to do a lot of new things on a daily basis, and in my capacity I try to help as many people through the healing modalities or through the gifts which I have been given, like tarot card reading or the bit of intuition and the positive vibes. So in my capacity I try to spread the positivity around.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Ruchika, what's your cultural background?
I'm an Indian. I'm a Hindu, and I have been born and raised in India.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
So I personally feel that everybody has an inner light or inner guidance, and one should not let anybody dim that sparkle in themselves, because there are a lot of people who would have their own opinions, and one should not get bogged down or get pulled down by their opinions. So the inner light should be there to sparkle and to pep up your mood. So I believe that, like Albus Dumbledore has said, that there is always a room for happiness only if you remember to light the candle or to plug or to switch on the light.
Thanks for sharing that quote. And Ruchika, what would be, in your own words, how would you define self-confidence?
I think personally, for me, it is like an invisibility cloak wherein it's not shown to everybody. It says that how you feel about yourself. And then once you wake up every day, you are like, you can rock the world, or you can take on the world the way you want to. It's like you are blessed with so much of positivity around that nothing can bog you down. So nobody can see it, but it's how you reflect to the external entities and the external world.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love what you mentioned, having that invisible cloak. You know, sometimes we just feel like, you know, we wear that invisible crown or invisible cape to go out there and just, you know, do what we would love to do, even if it scares us. So thanks for sharing that. And Ruchika, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
So I actually have been an outlier or a black sheep in my family. So I was usually drawn to unusual things. So if people used to say that let's do this, I would be like, no, let's do this. So I was, I would not say like a mediocre, but I was an underdog during my grad and my school days. So when I actually moved out of my hometown, which is Jaipur, and I moved to Mumbai, that journey or that experience really shaped me, because Mumbai is a different energy altogether. Like people out there are there just to fulfill their dreams. They're so much into spreading or make you feel that there is so much to do. There is so much you can reach out to people, can fulfill your dreams, because there is so much passion around. And that journey or that whole experience of 8 years really shaped me up, because that's where I realized that you can go an extra mile only if you dare to dream, or only if you dare to try out new things, because unless you try, you would not know what is working out. So before that, I was actually not too much into taking charge of my life, or like if people used to say let's do this, I would still agree, but not with the full contentment or the conviction. So when I was in Mumbai, I actually took charge of my life, and that journey of self-realization of how you can actually balance a lot of things in terms of emotionally and logically, and how you can still rule the world in your own way. So that journey actually shaped me up.
Thanks for sharing that. And was there a moment in your life when you realized you can, you know, go out there and just be the person that you are today, you know, do the things that you love instead of following the crowd? What was that aha moment?
So life always gives you the chances. It's only up to us how we grab or do we really grab them. So living alone for 8 years and then moving back to live with the family was a big decision for me, because I was already at the peak of my career and I dropped everything. So I already experienced the fear of losing everything and then starting everything from the scratch when I moved back to my town. So that aha moment for me was that you have to be the hero of your own life. Somewhere you have to take charge of your life, because nobody else can do that for you. It's your journey and you have to walk your path. It's just that people around you will be there to support you or to make you go up, but you have to do it for yourself. So that aha moment was starting and doing something from the scratch again, painting the canvas the way I wanted to paint.
Thanks for sharing that. And that's great. You know, you're able to go realize you can start over at any moment, right? Paint your own canvas. And, you know, because of that realization, what's your life been like now?
So when I was in Bombay, I was actually doing a lot of things. And now when I moved back to my hometown for 6 months, I was actually clueless of how I want to take the route or to get back or to like bounce back with more energy. And now I actually have been doing a lot of things simultaneously, like except doing the tarot reading, I'm also learning a lot of new things, acquiring new skills in terms of the manifestation, how you manifest and how it can really work out for you. I also have my own startup, which is doing really good in terms of the business, in terms of shaping up the tribe which we want to build over here. And I'm a local celebrity, let's just say that.
Thanks for sharing that. And Ruchika, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What'd be that one tip you would give to her?
I would say that before you actually get bogged down by what people are saying, just take a step back and do think that, is it something that will matter to you after a year or after 6 months down the line? If it will not matter, then don't stress over it. Don't think too much about it. Either which is, do what makes you happy, because people will still complain, people will still pull you down, but end of the day, you lived your life the way you wanted to.
Thanks for sharing that. And that's really great advice. You know, I think some of the hardest things that people can do is do something that actually makes them happy, right? Like fully make them happy, because they feel like they still have to keep on doing things for other people and sacrifice their own happiness. So sometimes we just got to go out there and just do our own thing, you know, do something that actually makes us happy. And that actually helps us in the long run, because then we can do more for people. So thanks for sharing that. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, or check out some of your work, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, so I have my own website by the name of tarotencounters.com, and Tarot Encounters is also the same social media handle for Facebook and Instagram. So people can do check out for some amazing positive vibes. If they really want some positive feeling every day, they can check out my social media handles. And trust me, I kid you not, that my page is actually very active. So people can, a lot of times I have come across people who would just come down and chit chat with me, or would just come to the page and would just say hi, and they will compliment that your page actually really helps us in terms of starting a day in a very positive way.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Ruchika, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Ruchika's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just want to thank Ruchika for taking the time to share her story with us and tips on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Sheena. It was indeed great to help your listeners out, or to be a part of this community.
Not a problem. It was an honor having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Sign up for our free membership site to get more amazing resources for self-confidence by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.